Greetings, Sirenauts, and welcome to this week's episode of Observations. I'm your host, Sovereign Sire, brought to you by the good or not so good people at JulieLandRadio.com, JulieLand.com, the JulieLand universe. And with me, as always, is my sidekick, my fearless leader, and everything in between, Mr. Richard Avery.
Right hand man? Left hand man?
Red right hand. Nick Cave song? Do you want to start doing it?
Okay, no, I don't know that song.
You don't know that? Okay, sorry. Obscure.
Who's Nick Cave?
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that because we're in a huge fight right now. Oh my God. I would lose my shit. Okay, so today with me in the Sov Pod is Allison Stevenson. She is a writer and a comedian and really fun person on Twitter.
Thank you. Hi, hello, hello.
So today I thought we would talk about, so you are a writer in addition to being funny. Sometimes you do them both at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes you do one and then the other.
Right.
Multitask.
Yeah. Hey, writers are funny. Turns out a lot of writing is funny. So I thought it would be interesting because you wrote an article for Vice about blowjobs and how you don't give blowjobs, but you have someone that comes over on the reg and
eats
you out.
Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting, see, I knew, Richard.
Yeah, you might want to leave. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, what I found interesting wasn't so much the article because, I mean, it's your personal preferences or whatever. I don't have a feeling about your personal preferences. What was interesting to me was the comments.
The reaction.
Like the reaction to what you were saying.
Totally.
That was really funny to me because I read it and I was like, oh, like, I like giving blowjobs.
Right.
But I don't necessarily like getting eaten out.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, the thing is like, I wasn't trying to say like,
yeah, it's like
women should stop giving blowjobs and only get eaten out. Like, I wasn't saying that at all. And I think a lot of people really freaked out, men especially, that I was like calling for action or something. It's like, that's not at all what I'm doing.
Well, I thought they'd miss the point, which is like you saying like, I don't like to give blowjobs, so I just don't do it. That's how I deal with the sex act I don't like, is I don't do it.
Right.
And I was like, that's awesome. And I thought what I thought was more awesome is like, oh, and awesomely, you've got someone that comes over and eats you out
and
doesn't expect reciprocation. And that's pretty pimp. Like, that's awesome. you've good for you. Like,
figured something out.
Yeah. But what got me was like the male reaction was so like men have been doing that forever.
Right. Oh, it's so hypocritical. It's insane.
But like if a woman's like, I don't want to like, I know personally someone who's like was married for a very long time. And her husband would never go down on her because he just didn't like it.
Right. So many men don't do it. And
yeah.
That's what I was trying to say, too.
I mean, I've never fucked anyone that wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I've heard.
I unfortunately have.
I've heard they exist.
Right.
The people that don't do it are fucking idiots. I'm a big dyke. I'll eat pussy for hours. I've said it and I've done it.
I mean, I understand that there are men out there who really don't like doing it. But, you know, it's just like, It's different for women, I feel, because, I mean, most women cannot orgasm from penetration. And that's what I was also talking about in the article, is like, I want to have an orgasm just like you want to have an orgasm. And it's like, foreplay is so much more important for me, because as much as I enjoy having a dick inside me and I enjoy being fucked, at the end of the day, I'm not going to come. And I want to come. I want to come just like you want to come.
Right.
You know? And a lot of guys don't realize that. It's like, just because you had an orgasm doesn't mean I did. And you should want me to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the only way really that it works for me is oral sex. Like the best way for me to come is getting eaten out. It's my favorite thing.
Better
and
than
that's
a vibrator?
Why, I mean, the vibrator is faster. It's more efficient. But I you know.
It's like a thing between you and the other person. It's kind of.
Right. I like it, you know, when it's more just a nice old mouth, you know, a nice big old mouth. And that's always what I've preferred. And it took me a really long time to realize like, oh, I should be demanding this more because it's what I like asking for it more. And
I like demanding.
Yeah.
Find yourself a nice sub and then start demanding.
Right.
Demand.
Right. No, I mean, I've definitely like
95% of male fantasy is to be dominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing.
They'll put up more of that sister.
Oh yeah,
they'll
totally.
Put up a good fight. But in truth,
in reality, that's so many men. Like the letters, the things like it's like it's ultimately comes down to they're thrilled at the idea of being told what to do
and being right. bossed around,
especially in the bedroom, because they honestly don't know if anything feels good to you.
But when you know when you're first, yeah.
they don't.
Like, it's true. So, it's true. Yeah. It's, and when you first start having sex, I feel like a lot of girls, especially, we're kind of. Raised, we kind of grew up in this culture where it's like we are supposed to, like, sex is not for us. Sex is to fulfill a male fantasy.
I have no right. problems with that.
You what?
I have no problems with that.
Well, of course you don't. Yeah.
I feel like you're right, because I feel like, you know, when I started having sex, even though I was a lesbian until I was like 22, but even with another girl, I didn't want to make noise mm-hmm. during sex. I didn't want to appear to want it.
Right.
Like
totally.
I had to make my girlfriend sort of almost rape me kind of to, because like, that's what I thought. I was obsessed with being good. And mm-hmm. I thought if you're good, then you're not sexually excitable. Right. And like an orgasm is something that just like is kind of wrenched out of you from like the seaweed of your soul. Right. Like someone like uproots it, you know?
I mean, yeah.
And like, and you know what I mean? And like, and then they're the keeper of it and like totally. They take it off somewhere, you know? And it's like, you have to find them every time you want to have one. And you have to kind of like hint at that. Maybe you'd like to feel that way again by like batting your eyelash a certain way.
Right. Totally.
You know, I had a girlfriend that was just like, you know, was like, I don't even know. Like for me, it was like the biggest revelation I had was I was making out with a guy and at some point he stopped and he was like, I don't want to hurt you. I don't even know how to begin to touch you because you are like I don't.
Right.
I can't when we're making like he's like, I have no idea what you like. You're like you just sit there like
you're
I don't, you know,
and I feel like
I'm raping you. Like I feel like I'm hurting you. And I was like, that was like, and I was like, oh, I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
But like, so to even be expressive. Was like a huge thing. Insurmountable thing.
I can only imagine. Like, I'm not a woman, but I can only I can imagine growing up. And it depends on the household you grow up, and also then the society. But I've always had this empathy for women about like, how do I say this? Like, yeah, like you're. I think a lot of generations are taught like, oh, sex is bad. It is for the make the man happy or to procreate. But it's like everybody did forget. Like, hey, women, you're supposed to have fun with us too.
Right. I mean,
and you should.
Yeah. There's
and
a reason.
Thank God I'm surrounded by women who love to have fun at this point in my life, right? I mean,
yeah.
Now you do it to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's like, that's to me why it's like, but that's part of like, I think why I ended up doing porn.
Yeah.
Was like, because for me, it's this really empowering thing where for so long, I felt like sex was not something that like I was allowed to enjoy, or like if I did, that made me slutty or bad.
Totally.
And
yeah.
So for me, doing porn
there's
is
more guilt attached.
Yeah.
To women.
So for me, doing porn is more about like going like I'm enjoying this publicly, and there's not a damn fucking thing wrong with that.
Totally.
Like it's fine that I'm publicly sharing this part of myself. It doesn't make me a bad or damaged person.
Yeah.
But I think that's like why I have strong feelings about people that sort of talk about porn as exploitative. Because not to deny that it is. I think that there's it's case by
moments.
Case. You
yeah.
know
right.
what I mean? Like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
some
yeah.
people, but it, like that kind of blanket thing, it always gets at me because I'm like, to me, it's this thing that like changed my life. You know
totally.
What I mean? It was like it's the expression of like. A butterfly at the final stage of metamorphosis, where it's like you come out and you're like, I'm here, everyone. Like, here's what I've learned. Is like,
so
this is cool.
Yeah. So like, would you say it gave you this empowerment? Like, did you think that, was it porn or was it starting to pose nude that kind of changed sex for you? Like, at what point did it start changing for you that you felt like, yeah, I can enjoy this. It's all, I can be selfish and it could be about me or however you approach it.
I married very young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. Mm. And when it was like, I was very submissive, quiet, overachieving perfectionist. And I married very young. It was a very abusive relationship. And it was like, it kind of took that point of like getting thrown down the stairs and, you know, like that kind of like really just volatile stuff that like, I was either going to be murdered or I had to leave. So it was like, when I left, it was this thing of like, it was like the first time that I took like this positive action towards like getting what I wanted. Cause it was this thing where it's like, I don't want to be the submissive, like, I don't want to be this person
right.
that I'm going to have to be like in order to stay here. And so like that kind of that first step, like that was the very first step. And that was like years before anyone took a naked picture of me. You know what I mean? Like that happened. And it was like, I was like, you know what? It's like, I was like being a late bloomer. I'm like, I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to. And I'm going to go, yeah. And like, and things like, you know, I ended up living like a really exciting life where I got to travel, like, not like it's over, but it's like, it opened the door to like traveling the world, right. Like having these amazing experiences.
Sex.
And part of that was leaving that person and pursuing this guy that I'd been really attracted to that was at my college.
Yeah.
And like, and then we slept together and I had an orgasm for the first time. And I was oh.
First time ever?
Like someone else. Oh, okay. But it was this thing where I was like, oh, like you're like supposed to feel possible. Good.
Sex is supposed to be for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, and that was, you know, and then it was just like a process of becoming more and more empowered.
Right.
You know?
Do you find, I mean, is it really all about the orgasm ultimately?
It's not. It depends on who you are. Like, yeah. I feel like people want different things out of sex. Like me, I don't have to have an orgasm, but it would be nice. Like kind of consider that like the grand finale. I like having them, you know? And, but yeah, I've definitely had enjoyable sex and not orgasm, but you know, I liked in those instances, what I did like about it is that he tried, you know, we both tried, we did the best we could. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. But yeah, it doesn't mean I'm not having a good time or anything. It's just, I like the idea of equal. I like things to be equal. I was just getting in a pattern of being with men who were not really caring for my needs.
Right.
Who were not really caring. It was kind of just, they want to do what they want to do. And then my fault too, in not saying anything, but it just, it's kind of just the culture you grow up in where it's
I also just find that like men, I don't have a lot of guy friends, and I've always said to the ones I do have, or the guys that I know or that are boyfriends to my girlfriends in a sense, I always say to the guys like, man, just make the girl happy. If you make her happy, you'll be happy. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Make her, it doesn't matter what it takes, just make her happy. And I guarantee she'll do everything to make you happy. And some guys just don't get that. They just don't, they're so self-centered and so...
I feel like it's gotten worse in these past few years.
One of my friends has done a lot of online dating and stuff like that. And she says, she always comes back to me and just goes, man, the guys you meet out there are fucking idiots.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I'm always like, really? Like, are they that bad? She's like, no, they're that bad. And especially she likes older men. So she'll date like 40 somethings. And she's like, they're 40 something years old and they don't know shit about, they don't know how to fuck. They don't know how to do anything. And they have like, all they do is have is money and a job. And they don't understand why they're alone.
I think, yeah, it's,
you know,
because as great as it is that women are being more outspoken and like, or saying things like, yes, I like to fuck and things like that. It's kind of this double-edged sword where it's like, oh, great. Now we're like really progressive about this and we're being more sex positive and it's great. And I feel like in some ways, men are kind of taking advantage of it. You know what I mean? Like now it's like, oh, well, we can fuck and never talk again and I can just move on. And it's like, wait, no, but you know, this is like a formal date. Like I'm cool with fucking you on the first date, but like it was under the impression that we were going to go on a second date, not like we're never going to talk again.
No, like,
you know what I mean?
I think that's a big thing in like modern sort of hookup culture and like this idea of like being chill and being
right.
Like these ideas, like I give zero fucks. I'm super chill.
Right.
But and like, I hate it.
I hate it,
you
too.
Know, and I see so many women really hurt by it.
It is. It is.
And trying to be the
cool
girl.
Is it the girls that are saying I don't give a fuck? Or is it the
guys? But they're saying it is because
it's they're
like... Because
guys are like... Guys are very quick to be like, oh, you're clingy. What do you want out of me? Like, you want to marry me? Is that what you're trying to... You know, it's like... Just like, no, I just, you know, I'm saying hello. Like, I'm really just texting you hi. And you're acting like I'm... A crazy psycho bitch. Like,
but do you think it's the girls are saying that kind of stuff just to protect themselves emotionally?
I think part of it is it's like there's a lot of pressure within the culture to be like everything that comes in the popular culture is going to get dumbed down first.
Totally.
Like, so what's going to happen is like we're talking about these ideas like empowerment, sexual choice, freedom, you know. Baggage, like these, we have these concepts, like these psychological, like everything's wrapped in this kind of psychological, like wet blanket that kind of is like put on a woman's head, like when she comes out, it's like swaddling, right? And it's like we talk about these ideas about like freedom to like slut shaming, no slut shaming, like say, be proud, I'm a slut, you know, like, and when they get done, when they get trickled down into like mainstream popular culture, I think harm, like what's harming girls is the message is, if you're an empowered woman, you don't give a shit. You don't have feelings. Right. You know, like that's an empowered woman is a cool girl. She's like, she's down to get used by the patriarchy and like, it doesn't bother her.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's kind of like this weird, it's like a very skewed, it's like somewhere the message got crossed. And no, it's like this very skewed kind
that's
of translation.
That's really interesting. And it definitely has me thinking, but that's really interesting. I never thought about it that way. Honestly.
You know, I mean, it's like, but I think that's, it's like in porn, you'll see new girls come in and they'll be like, pain is pleasure. Yeah. Like, but it, cause like the weird message they're getting is that a good performer or a popular performer is one that does like crazy shit.
We'll do anything.
And like, we'll do, and it's like, they're kind of missing, like they're missing the point that it's about like the sexual adventure. Right. And so it's like, they come in like, I'll do anything. And like, they get burnt out really fast and they kind of get caught up in like the tidal wave because, you know, they're going up to kink or whatever and they're getting choked or this or that. And I mean, I love that.
Right, but like it should be something you really do.
Yeah, and it's like, and it kink because they're putting on like, I don't care, but they're not telling anyone around them that the do you know what I mean? It's like they feel like if they say no, it means they're not cool.
Right, totally.
And I think that translates to regular culture too, where it's like a girl, it's like if I like my thing is like I create boundaries all the time at this point, where it's just like I just say like I don't want to do that. I didn't feel like I'm very comfortable now, like going like I wasn't comfortable with our last exchange. I don't think I want to date you again, or like I'm very now like good at sort of just not being ashamed of like having boundaries.
Totally.
And, like, even if it makes me, even if it makes me sound bitchy or aggressive, I don't care.
Can I tell you something?
Right, totally.
You know? It's the way I've always described it was that. I think I always say to everybody, in your 20s, you're trying to figure out what you like and you don't like and what you'll do and won't do and figuring yourself out, and you hit your 30s and you're kind of like, okay, now I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know what I'll put up with. I know what I won't put up with. And it might come off, to me it doesn't, but to a lot of people they'll think it's bitchy, but I kind of go, I like it. She knows what she likes. I don't have to waste, I'll just ask her, what do you like? And I'll do what you like and not what, I won't fish around. We won't waste time trying to figure out what you like. I just feel like I like a woman who knows what she likes and likes what she knows. I think it's amazing.
Well, but, I like my thing is because of my job, this kind of like I say it much more nicely, but the speech I give people is like, if I want really great sex with someone with a really big dick or a girl with like a really great body that looks really hot, I have a dozen coworkers with no strings attached.
Right.
I have a dozen coworkers I can call that will come to my house tonight. Lay the shit down, leave, and like I can call him tomorrow and we can go to the movies and no one is gonna be weird or nothing. I'm like, so if I'm gonna date you, like I want to like your personality, because if it's just about sex, I got it covered. So if you're only here to get laid, it's not gonna happen. I'm not even gonna kiss you till the third date.
Yeah,
that's like my thing, but that's because of my job. It's like being rich. It allows me to be selective because I have an endless prudent reserve of dick.
Got a lot of money and
It's like I have a prudent reserve.
Yeah, I know.
For the sexual stuff, but I love that. And like, that's another way that like being an adult has like empowered me, because it's like when I go on dates, I'm like, I'm not going to fuck you on the first date because I don't know if your dick's good.
Right.
So I don't know if I like you enough to just fuck you and not have a good time.
Yeah,
totally.
But
Yeah.
It's funny because since I'm around a few porn stars in my life that I always say to them, like, yeah, you can get sex. That's what you do. You can get that anytime you want. It's the other stuff that you really want. And you got to be picky about.
I know, like, and I'll date people. My friends are like, he's old or he's this or he's that. And I'm like, yeah, but he reads books and he's... No, like he reads books. He's really fucking interesting. He's traveled the world.
He wants to have a conversation with you.
He can keep up.
He'll read a book.
He'll read my poems, whatever. Like, that shit's important to me.
Yeah, but what if those books just have pictures only? Because I got a whole library of those.
Got every Dr. Seuss book memorized.
Exactly. Definitely. So. All right.
Yeah. It's tricky. It's hard. But... I don't know. I'm trying to circle back to the blowjob thing, but
they're good. No.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've never enjoyed doing it. Well, I've never liked it.
You know, speaking as a guy and the only guy in the room, I'll say this about that. I always say to girls, there's I wouldn't want one from somebody who wouldn't want, like it or enjoy it themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would, it's the same thing. Like, I would say to a guy, if you don't really want to, why would you want some guy eating your pussy if he's not really into it? I mean, yes, you kind of would want it, but like, you just, you, I don't know. That wouldn't last that long. You
right. Yeah. No, it's not good.
It's like, why would you go eat cheese pizza if you didn't like eat cheese? Didn't like
if you're cheese lactose pizza. Intolerant.
Yeah.
All I want is cheese pizza.
But I just think that like, I've been with plenty of women, and I always say, there's nothing like being with a girl that says, yeah, I love sucking cock. I love blowjobs. You're like, great.
Well, no, I think too, it's like we were talking about Twitter today. It's like, there's also this, like the way that porn has sort of affected the way people, mm-hmm. like the things they have come to expect.
Yeah. Like, so many more men right now are growing up with porn than ever
it's
before.
It's huge. It's worse. It's the worst. Yeah. One of my really good friends who's a makeup artist, a brilliant makeup artist here in LA, she said the best thing like 10 years ago. She was like, I fucking hate porn. I was like, what's your problem with porn? And she just goes, because every guy I go on a date with now, when we start having sex, they all want to fuck me in the ass. And it's like, first date, they want to fuck you. It's like every guy feels like they have to do anal sex. Because they saw it on porn, they watched it on porn, and they just assume every. She goes, I don't mind doing it, but you're gonna have to, like you say, there's gonna have to be a
vetting,
right? Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely not a first. You
got,
date.
Yeah, sure. And she's yeah. just got like she goes, she was saying, and I just said to her like, yeah, that's the problem. Like, where do men, or in this case, boys, learn about sex nowadays? All on the internet.
Yeah.
And if they watch kink.com and they see a girl being tied up and beaten, they're going, all girls must like this.
No, I was sleeping with a guy that was like 51, and people were like, that's what? And I was like, he's like, in a long time, the one of the people that sleeps with me that fucks me, like, he didn't learn how to fuck watching porn.
Yeah, like, totally.
And like, I'll tolerate that he's older. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I make porn. Like,
right.
And I'm going like, you know, but
I mean, that's, like, it's hard. It's really hard. Cause on one hand, it's like, this is a business that's making a lot of money, and you want to be successful at it, and you want to make money. And on the other hand, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't want to speak for you. I don't know exactly. But like, on the other hand, it's like, I don't know. So many women don't like the straight porn that they're watching because it's like, it just feels degrading. And I've always yeah. wondered, actually, like, how you deal with that. Like,
Making it? How do you deal with making it?
Like, just knowing that, I guess, that a lot of women aren't watching straight pornography. You know right. what I mean? Like, they're not enjoying, like, it's really mostly for men, I feel.
The way that I do it is I try to subvert the narrative as much as possible. I'm very yeah. selective about, first of all, I primarily do girl-on-girl pornography, which mm-hmm. is inherently that's, female.
That's all I so, watch when I watch.
So, for the first part of my career, I just didn't even think about it.
Right.
Because when I started working with men about a year ago, I made certain promises to myself and whatever, which is like, I'm selective about who I work with. I only work with people that I'm attracted to and that I like in real life. And then two, I'm selective about what I'll shoot. You know, like, and so when I go into a shoot, like you, I make sure that I'm doing things that like I would be comfortable watching and that I think are
yeah.
hot, you know? So it's like, so for me, it's like the way that I navigate it is by being selective, you right. know, and sort of, and then when I get the chance, and like a lot of times directors are really open to my input
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's like, it's less work for them. If I go like, can I, let me write the scenario. They're like, cool.
That's great.
So a lot of yeah. times, you know, because a lot of times you get to set and it's actually like, they're like, okay, they just need a way to get to sex. I'm like, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so if you come in and go like, I have an idea, like, let's do this scenario. I've never had someone say no.
That's great.
And yeah. so what I do is I just kind of whatever it is, if I just subvert the narrative so that it's something that I'm comfortable with. And like, it meets with success. Like, that's been.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like you just said, like porn is, it is for, in a sense, majority of it is for men and geared towards men because majority of men watch porn. But at the end of the day, isn't porn made for one reason and one reason only? To masturbate, to get
to
excited.
To get horny.
To get horny. Yeah. That's what it's made for. It's not made to
well, yeah, but
do
like,
anything else.
And well, and the thing is, like working with Dana Vespoli or Jackie St. James or like all these female directors that are very much about creating a product that totally. Is for women. I do most of my boy girl scenes have been done for Dana Vespoli. Mm-hmm. And so like we did a scene that was actually got written on by Vice because it was sort of about the Gian Gameshi thing. And I wrote that scene.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, I want to play with this idea. Like, I want to play with the idea of like the weird. And so what we did was we did this scene where this guy was sort of playing a Gian Gomeshi type, and I was playing this young journalist fresh out of school mm-hmm. that like got the big interview because for some reason he cherry picked her to, you know, do his post getting off on the charges interview. And this is like a water bondage scene. It's heavy bondage and controversial bondage. It's like getting fucked with my head submerged underwater, like this kind of stuff. Which with Dana, I love doing that kind of stuff because we both feel like it's really hot and people say you can't do that because it degrades women. And we're both like, but we're women and we fantasize about that kind of surrender. But
right, that's like a specific, like a kink.
Yeah. It's, but like the way we subverted the narrative was I was like, okay, let's do this thing where it's like, so it's this weird Gian Gomeshi type and they do have kinky sex. But let's just get Stephen St. Croix to come in and play the guy like a total piece of shit asshole. So that what we're really doing is we're making fun of Gian Gomeshi. Mm-hmm. Because we're essentially going like, this is how ridiculous the narcissist looks. Here's the narcissist fantasy is that the girl comes in and just loves all of this bondage.
Oh, interesting.
And like, we just let him, we're like, just be the biggest peacock you can be. Let's make this guy look as stupid as possible.
Right.
While still doing, so it's like the people that are in it for the kink are going to see that. The people that are watching it, the Gian Gomeshi thing, they'll like, if they're smart, they'll see what we're doing, which is
totally.
Like, we're making
that's
him look fucking ridiculous.
Watch that. Yeah.
And so that to me is like, we finished it and like we both looked at each other like women at work.
Yeah.
You know, like you just have to like, and that's kind of like right now, it just feels like that's how you do it is you kind of, whenever you have a, like we did another one. My first Wiggle movie was called Hollywood Babylon. And we, instead of shying away from that, like, let's make this positive for women. She said, what do you want to do for your first Wiggle movie? I'm like, let's do a narrative about a girl that wants to be a star and let's just brutalize the fuck out of her. And it ends with her insane. And so we just did it because like our way of subverting it, instead of going like, we're going to tell like a nice flowery story about a girl that falls in love in Hollywood and everything works out. And like, cause I was like, let's subvert it this way. Let's tell the story how it would really happen. And let's just go all the way, like balls to the wall,
let's go full
like
on.
Fucking do it. So the opening scene is I'm narrating my first audition and I'm telling the story about, I show up at the guy's house. It's great. I do a reading. He thinks I'm incredible. And I'm narrating it. There's no volume over the scene. And the scene you watch is you watch James Dean essentially raping me and then putting like a stocking over my face and like coming on my face and all this stuff. While I'm narrating it with this like saccharine narrative that's like not what happened. It's like powerful shit.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, and for us, we're going like, that's a feminist manifesto right there. That's like you're watching like the rape of a virgin. You know,
right.
It's like you're watching this person be destroyed by male power.
That's really interesting,
you know?
Actually. Yeah, like that's the thing though, is this stuff is not it's not easy to access, these kinds of videos, you know?
Right.
And it's like when I want to jerk off, I go to RedTube or whatever, like YouPorn.
Don't ever do that ever
X-videos.
Again.
It's just
I will give you porn.
Okay, thank you.
Don't
it's just
pay
I need
for
something
it.
Free.
I'm sorry, but I would tell you, don't pay for it. Don't
I'm
bother.
Starting to think that I should just finally just pay for something that, because I keep hearing you.
Join
know,
my website then, julielynn.com.
Yeah.
$24.95.
I know.
I will like send you like a stack of DVDs
I
of
would
like
love
stuff
that.
That you maybe would enjoy.
And I'll give
yeah.
you, I'll give you free membership to Julieland. How's that?
Hey, I,
you like,
I
if you
will
like,
take it.
You'll like it.
You know, I can barely afford my studio.
You'll
right
like,
now.
Girl,
I'm not...
I have her having sex with Ash Hollywood.
Oh, God. That was a great day.
That was a good day.
Yeah, but it's just. Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of wish this stuff was more.
No, I mean that's
easier
the thing
to
is,
access.
Is like yeah. I mean, part of the thing with shooting porn is like the limitation of pornography. Here's the thing: is like everyone shits on porn, but then they want it to do all this work. Like society, be like people are learning how to fuck from watching porn, and it's like well, if we were allowed to have a more open dialogue about porn, like porn could be more serviceable in this
yeah.
area.
Yeah, it's insane like, to me how it's still taboo. Like.
Right, and there's like, oh, there's
everyone watches.
Like everyone's
porn.
Just
yeah,
fucked
exactly.
from porn, and I'm like, well, if we were able to talk about porn and people were more comfortable expressing what they want to see in porn, then producers would like have an easier time giving us money to shoot those things if they knew that there was a demand for it.
Yeah,
and that's... yeah, it's like the thing with blowjobs. It's like you don't see a lot of cunnilingus, and you don't see a lot of missionary in porn because they're,
and that's
they're,
all I want to see is I want to see cunnilingus.
They're visually boring,
right?
It's like how do you shoot that and make it dynamic? And
well,
like the limitation.
I mean, I don't find it boring, but I find it hot.
You know what it is? There's something for everybody, but it's hard to find the good stuff, and it's hard to find the quality of stuff. And then it's like everything. It's like music. There's too much of everything. And I just feel like you gotta, it's sad, but you gotta search a little harder,
yeah,
and find a little
really
harder. You gotta ask, hey, everybody, what's, because I don't know. There's just so much porn, it's ridiculous. I always say, if they stopped making porn today, I don't even think people would notice.
Oh, you'd never run out. You'd never run out.
I know. There's plenty of shit. I mean, and I always ask the question to everybody, what is porn? What is porn?
But the thing you actually might check out too is Clips for Sale, because it's like fetish stuff.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I'm sure, I'm positive, yeah, there is a studio that's like devoted to men eating female,
right,
pussy.
That's
like,
true.
Like there's gotta be like 15 studios that
totally
do that. I would go check it out because there probably actually is stuff. And like when you do Clips for Sale, you're actually paying.
I think
people.
I have actually. I have.
There's
like,
also
they're
I have
real
gone
people,
to Clips
not
for Sale.
Faceless Corporation.
Yeah,
but there's also. I mean, everybody makes specialty movies. I'm just trying to think if Bobby made any of her movies with that in mind.
Everyone told me that my clips wouldn't sell, and my biggest sellers are my Show Me Your O-Face, which is me just recording a girl's face while she,
yeah,
uses a Hitachi to come, and the other one is a POV girl that's just POV pussy eating, and those things sell.
That's
crazy.
I have those all over
great.
Julie Land.
And everyone was like, that will never sell. No one wants to see that. And then I did some boy-girl clips,
yeah,
and those sell really badly for, yeah, me. Like, mm, people.
All my best clips, too, are like of everybody getting their pussy eaten.
Yeah.
Because that's all I have is girl and Julie Land. That's all I have.
Mm.
We always, no boys.
But men like to see female pleasure. I mean, that for me was like a big takeaway from porn was like, I was like, guys like,
yeah,
to see it. Like, so this whole other message, which is like men want to see women degraded. And I found that that's not really true. Like what I found is like when guys ask me about anal sex tips,
yeah,
the first thing they want to know is like, how do I make it like not, does that hurt? Like, how do I make it not hurt?
Totally. Or, yeah.
Like
and
their
I,
concern isn't like, how do I get her to do it? They're,
oh,
like,
totally.
I want her to like it.
That's, yeah, totally true. Like, I know, like, for a fact, like, men really do, maybe even more than women, want to see that, like, want to please a woman. I just think the problem is they think that's what they're doing when it's not.
You
know what I mean?
This isn't making you happy?
And
like,
that's
I thought it would.
The problem,
yeah,
is, like, when, like...
Because then they go, like, oh, that didn't make you happy. Well, then here's my gold card. Go shopping. That'll make you happy.
Or, you know, yeah, it's just, like... And, I don't know. It's just complicated. But personally, like, there are things that I don't like and I feel, like, obligated to take part in it because it'll make him happy. And,
yeah,
I just, like, should be the other way around, too. Like, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's my whole life, I always tell people, I'm a codependent, so I'm all about making everybody else happy. It's like, okay, so I would tell you exactly. I would tell you like, go find a codependent because that's they're gonna just make you want to be happy. That's all we. That's all
but
we.
Sometimes
do.
It's like you get a codependent and a codependent together, and it's like
it's not good.
Cancel each other out.
Yeah,
good.
It's like
you stop existing.
It's like nothing ever gets done. It's like a year later, and you're still like just dating.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because,
yeah,
neither one wants to like,
yeah,
tell the other one that they. Like,
yeah,
each other.
It's always say like for me, it's always been like me and a narcissist works well together because they're all about themselves and I'm all about them.
That's why you're great with the porn girls.
I know, so true.
I love me
totally.
Yes.
And I love you too. Well, that would be perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, it has helped a lot. Like I wouldn't have been able to write that article if I didn't get into like, domination and submission and shit like that. But
oh.
I'm definitely, I'm more on the domination side than the submission side. But that's the thing too, is like, even in the world of BDSM and kink, like it's more complicated than people like,
oh,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
very complicated.
Totally. And a lot of it is way more psychological. That's why like I did write about having a sex slave and we didn't do that much sexual activity that was really that kinky. Like I didn't really enjoy I didn't really enjoy like whipping and shit like that, but there's just so much more to it. And people
right.
don't realize, like, it's so psychological, too. It's like having power over a person in other ways other than sexual, other than the actual physical act of sex, that this is a kink, too. Like, this could be,
right.
A fetish or whatever.
Well,
we,
I mean,
we could talk for days
on
that one.
Yeah, sexuality is just like a huge nut that we've just started to crack
totally,
in terms
yeah.
of, like, what all the way. I feel like it's sort of like the iceberg of like the psyche, you know, it's like it, there's so much that actually is going into every like sort of sexual exchange. And I think that's why these things are so uncomfortable when you write that Vice article or there's like a rape on a campus or whatever. It's like, because what you see people really complaining about is what they're really upset about is some much deeper dynamic mm-hmm. of like, but this is how you're supposed to be. This is what sex is supposed to mean. This mm-hmm. like, it's like they're actually upset about something like much bigger. You know, rape is hard to talk about because it means we have to start talking about sexual politics.
Totally.
And like, yeah. sex for men and sex for women.
And it's going to, it has to change and, sex. Yeah. It has to change the way we have sex.
Right. And then what would happen to society? It would crumble. It would implode.
Apocalypse.
And then who would be on top when it was over? Would it still be men? Because if not,
oh man,
then they're a meninist.
Oh no, what would happen?
Yeah.
What would happen if men didn't control things?
And now that we've ended on the male apocalypse,
the end of the world as we know it,
the end of days, I bid you adieu. Would you tell everyone how to find you and where they can see you be funny?
Sure. I am on Twitter at justaboutglad. I have a weekly comedy show in Chinatown in Los Angeles called Blessed on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. at the Grand Star.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And I am Sovereign Sire. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Sire. And you can find my blog site, ilovesov.com at ilovesov.com. And you can also find this podcast on Julianne Radio, iTunes, SoundCloud.
YouTube. And what about your YouTube show?
And you can find me on YouTube on the Wisecrack channel, hosting a show called Boss Bitches of History. Get your learn on.